Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our new series of studies, which we have entitled Our Hope. And we gave on the last broadcast, and I think it would bear repeating today, the subjects that we will be considering. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is called our blessed hope. Oh, the hope that we have is so sure and steadfast as contrasted with the earthly hopes that are dependent upon circumstances and upon everything that can delay these hopes. Actually, so many of our earthly hopes are fantasies. But this is a blessed hope that is going to happen. Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come, and it's called the blessed hope. Now, we'll give you the titles. Last week, with the help of the Lord, we considered it's a blessed hope in Titus 2 and verse 13. Today, we wish to consider that it's a purifying hope in John 1 John 3:3. And then we're going to add with it a glorious hope because they are supportive one to the other. And then there is the comforting hope, 1 Thessalonians 4, the joyous hope, 1 Thessalonians 2, and then the imminent hope, James 5 and 8, and the rewarding hope, Revelation 22:12. Now, this is all connected with the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. How thrilling to think that Christ may come at any moment and take millions of people out of this world. I'll tell you, this world is in for a surprise. Someone has said, if God did the miracles back in the time of Jesus, why isn't he doing them today? Well, as a matter of fact, he is. But we just don't recognize them as miracles. Any time that a soul passes from death into life because they put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died for their sins and paid for their iniquities on the cross, that person passes from death into life. That's resurrection. And that's a wonderful event. And these things are taking place today. But God is going to wrap up in one event the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ, the most stupendous miracle that ever happened. Millions of people are going to disappear in a moment of time. I was amused one day when I was traveling in my car to read the bumper sticker on the car ahead of me. I didn't stop the car, but the bumper sticker said, "Warning, the driver of this car may disappear immediately." I think that has probably caused a lot of comments. I knew exactly what he was talking about, because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming for his church, snatching them away. That's why it's called the rapture. It's raptured away, snatched away to heaven. And it is going to be a glorious event. Now let's go to our theme verse of this series of studies on our hope. 1 Timothy 1:1, we read there, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, our hope." And you notice again that I left out the italicized words, "which is our hope." It's our hope. Christ is our hope. Our hopes will be accomplished. They will be consummated in Christ. It's a sure hope. He said he would come back again. The angel said he would come back again. Paul said he would come back again. That's a threefold testimony. And he will come back again, just as he said he would. And then 7 years later, the Lord Jesus Christ will begin his millennial reign on this earth. The reign he did not begin because they put their king on a cross. All right, let's get into our verse for today. We're going to refer you to the first Epistle of John, chapter 3, and verses 1 to 3. And you may wish to follow in your Bible, but here they are, if you just wish to listen. "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear," that's in the clouds, to rapture us away, "we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is doer. That will be such a climactic event. Oh, how wonderful it's going to be, that we are just going to be changed. But listen to the last verse that I read to you. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now, this is going on right now. I want to, as a matter of fact, God is accomplishing this changing process of purifying us, helping us to live a godly life, right now. The Father's part is conforming us to the image of His Son. We read in the, and we're going to be conformed to the image of His Son. We're told there in 1 John 2 that we're going to be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That transformation will take place. Now in Romans chapter 8, we see what the Father is doing now in getting us ready for that event. And we read there in verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. In the image of Christ, we're going to be like Him. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, then He also called, and whom He called, then He also justified, and whom He justified, then He also glorified. What should we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Okay, this is what the Father is doing. It is His will. He has predestined us to be in the image of His Son. Now let's look at the Spirit's part in conforming us to the image of Christ. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and verse 18, these wonderful words, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We look at the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's reflected to us out of the Word of God. The Word of God is spoken of as a mirror. James speaks of it as a mirror in chapter 1 of James. We look into that mirror, and we're not flattered either, believe me. But that same mirror reflects Christ, and that mirror is the Word of God. It reflects Christ to you and to me. Now, as we meditate upon Christ, the Spirit of God conforms us to His image. We become like people that we admire. The little boy likes to imitate his father. He walks like him. He talks like him, or tries to. He even spits like him. The little boy admires his father, and we tend to become like the people that we admire. Now, the work of the Spirit of God is to show us who Christ really is out of the Word of God. Now, Christ's part in conforming us to His image is that He comes and takes away the old Adamic nature and conforms us to His own image. Of course, now He will do that instantly when He comes again. And this we've already touched on our last broadcast, but we have reserved some remarks for today. Here is the third chapter of Philippians, verses 20 and 21. For our conversation, the margin has it better, our manner of life or citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, it's much better rendered, the body of our humiliation, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able, our hope, is able to subdue all things unto Himself. We're going to be just like Christ in that time. Now, the process is slow today. As the Father works in us, as the Spirit works in us, as the Son works in us to conform us to His image, but it's going to be a great explosion of glory and power. This is part of the glorious hope, as we read here. Did you notice, as we read there in Philippians 3:20, we read there, "Who shall change our vile body, the body of humiliation, that he might be fashioned like unto his glorious body?" Now, we're going to be glorious. I'm telling you. We're going to be like Christ. And it is going to take place instantly. What the Lord was not able to do with us here because we resisted will happen instantly when our Lord Jesus Christ comes. We will be brought into his likeness. But now here's a word of encouragement to you and me. Let's help out right now to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we read in 1 John 3, 1-3, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the Son of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." Listen, please. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we should be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." The Apostle Paul also talks of this, of his experience, and it can be ours too. And that's in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. The Apostle Paul says there, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also unto them also that love his appearing." Paul says, "I'm going to get a crown of righteousness." Why? Because I love his appearing. And it's going to be given to others. Paul doesn't make an exclusive example of himself. It's going to be our experience too. If we love his appearing. If we love his appearing, we're going to be like him. And we're going to live our lives in admiration of him and become like the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful, wonderful aim. What a wonderful advantage. Oh, what a wonderful goal to seek out, to become like Christ even now. And that's where your responsibility and my responsibility comes in. When God raptures us, it's going to be his responsibility to make us like Christ in one great explosion of glory. But why not become like him now? There is an old plaque that sometimes I've seen. Be sure that you're thinking properly when Christ comes. Say nothing that you wouldn't want to say when Christ comes. He's coming. Let's get ready for it. Our Father, today we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for these blessed hopes described in the Word of God under these various titles. In Christ's name we pray, giving thanks. Amen.